on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 26 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 24, Emalahleni up to 25 degrees. We kick off with the latest from the Madlanga Commission. A witness known only as Witness D corroborated various allegations against the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Service today. He told the commission that he became a state witness after helping to dispose of a body allegedly of someone who was killed by EMPD officers. Anastasia Mokobu has the story.
Witness D supported earlier testimony by retired Deputy Chief Revo Spies, who said a group of officers killed a civilian and forced him to help cover it up.
JD Mkwanazi said that we needed to throw the suspect's body into a mineshaft or dump it into a dam. As he said this, he looked at me. Viandre then in turn informed me that I must take the body and dump it.
The witness also revealed that known criminals are sometimes given EMPD vehicles and weapons to commit crimes. He further alleged that the rogue officers were acting under the direct command of suspended Deputy Chief Brigadier Julius Mkwanazi. Anastasia Mokobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
And the Road Traffic Management Corporation is urging motorists to consider alternative routes in Gauteng tomorrow, as major roads will be temporarily closed. It's for dry runs in the run-up to the G20 Leaders Summit next weekend. Affected routes are on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And the Department of Water and Sanitation announced today that it will increase water outflows at the Vaal and Bloemhof dams to 60 cubic meters per second as of today. It's the equivalent of about 3 Olympic swimming pools every 2 minutes. Departmental spokesperson Wisani Mavasa says the Vaal and Bloemhof dams stand at 102.78% and 98.3%.
It should be noted that while these outflows are significant, they will not cause the river to overtop the banks. According to the South African Weather Services, there are expected heavy rainfalls in the most parts of our country this coming weekend, and as part of our preemptive planning, the department has started to implement these dam releases.
In other news, the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Leon Schreiber, says 130 of the Palestinians who landed in South Africa yesterday have been allowed entry into the country. It follows discussions with the Palestinian embassy and assurances that accommodation and care would be provided to them.
By the time that entry was granted, 23 members of the group had already taken onward flights to other destinations. All of the travelers are in possession of valid passports, and at present, none of them have applied for asylum.
Earlier today, President Cyril Ramaphosa confirmed that an investigation will be launched to determine the origins of this flight. And speaking about issues around Gaza, the United States and several Arab and Muslim majority nations is calling on the UN Security Council to quickly adopt a U.S. resolution endorsing Donald Trump's peace plan for Gaza. The countries released a joint statement today. And we end off in Ireland with some good news. Puffins have been seen on the Isle of Muck for the first time in years. It follows a major scheme to remove invasive brown rats. The BBC reports a program of rat eradication began in 2017, and winter grazing has now also been implemented to keep vegetation low so that predator cover is reduced. For a recap of the day's other big stories, visit jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. That's it from myself and the team. Have a good evening.